Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey, with the everlasting, eternal gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. We're into December. We're looking at Christmas coming up and all the joy and happiness that it can bring. It's also said that Christmas, for some people, can be one of the most depressing times of the year because maybe they're divorced, maybe they've lost a loved one, things haven't gone well, and they're just down. Well, there's a place to go to get up. First is to Jesus himself. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I will in no wise turn anyone away. He said, you don't know how bad I am. You don't know the things I've done. No, but he does. And he said, I will not turn away anyone that comes to me. If you will come to him, give your heart, your life, just say, Jesus, I'm so down. I'm so depressed. I don't know where to go, what to do. Everything I've tried in this life has proved to be empty and a failure. If you're there, if you're real, I give myself to you this day. Come into my heart. Take control of me, and I will serve you. I will do my best to obey you and the things that you have instructed us to do. Now, the only reason he instructed us to do certain things is he wants to get all of these monkeys off our back. He wants the power of the darkness of this world, of the enemy of Satan's kingdom, to be broken. He came to bind up the brokenhearted. He came to set the captives free. You know, the gospel gets some people so angry. In this country, there has been going on now for years such a war between those who would spread the gospel, which is the good news, and those who don't want anything to do with it because they're under the control of the darkness. They don't want somebody walking up to them in the mall saying, I want to tell you about Jesus. He loves you. He died for you. He's forgiven you of your sins. Say, get away from me. I don't want to hear it. You're bothering me eating my ice cream cone, my piece of pizza. Stop it. I want a law that says people can't do this to me. Why would people do that? He said, all you're offering them is the good news. It's because they made a decision in their heart that they don't want Jesus. And when you come up to them and you tell them the good news, the Apostle Paul says, to those of us that love the Lord, that are saved, the gospel is like a savor of life. It's perfume. But to those who have rejected Jesus, it is the savor of death. Because the same gospel that says Jesus has prepared a new heaven and a new earth for you and me says to them, because you have rejected Jesus, who loves you, you're going to go to hell. You're going to go to eternal damnation. And they don't want to hear it. And that is such a shame, because they're going to go there. But if they receive the gift of eternal life that Jesus died to give them, everything gets better here on this earth. Everything begins to work the way it's supposed to work. When people in their marriages do what the Bible tells them to do, it works. When people in their families, you know, in Colossians it says, husbands, love your wives. Wives, love your husbands, obey them. Children, do what your mom and dad ask you to do. Ephesians says the same thing. And says to the children, says, this is the first commandment, going back to the Ten Commandments. This is the first commandment with promise that if you will honor your father and mother, you will have a long life and things will go well with you. But because we reject Jesus, we reject his word, we do things the way the world is teaching people to do them, marriages are coming apart, families are messed up, children are brutalized, put into foster homes, many of which are very good, but at the same time, many of them are not so good. And lives are just wrecked. Why? Because they rejected Jesus and his word. And Jesus said to his disciples, he said this, he says, this is after he'd been crucified, he was resurrected. And Jesus approached and, breaking the silence, said to them, all authority, all power of rule in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Wow. So who's in authority? He is. All power of rule in heaven and on earth. You say, well, if he's in authority and if he's in power, why is there so much evil? It's because people will not receive him. People will not do what he said to do, not use the authority that he has in turn given to us. He said, go in my name, use my name. I have the authority, go in my name. You can set the captives free. You can present the gospel, the good news. And because people won't receive that, they wind up under the control of the darkness. You know, there's an organization called MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Drivers. You know, there's a reason why it's called MAD. Because those mothers have been robbed of the most precious thing they ever had on the face of the earth, their child, killed by a drunk driver. They don't like alcohol. They don't like drunk driving. They are against it, and they are vocal about it. The Bible itself says, hate that which is evil. That which kills people, causes them to be sick and diseased, that's evil. But because it hasn't touched us personally many times, we don't have that animosity against it. But we should have. We should have an animosity against all things, against the knowledge of God. We should want to go after it. We should want to expose it. We should want to take it down. Because the love of God has been shed abroad across the whole earth, across people, and because we love in the same vein that Jesus loved, we should hate that which he hates. And he hates that which does harm to people. And so this authority that he gave us to use, we need to use it. You know, there's an awful lot of people in this world who don't know any place where the love light gleams. They never had a family, never had a home, no place to go back. That's why so many times you find folks who are down at Christmas time. I can remember there were times when I was a young man, college, in the Army, that you get so homesick. My dad used to say to me, son, there is no worse sickness than homesickness. And I never really understood it whenever he was first saying it. But as I got older and had to be away from those that I loved on special occasions, you begin to think back about good times that had been had. The unfortunate thing is there are people in this world who never have any good times to reflect back on. Never had any love. So where are they going to go to find the love light gleaming? Well, the light of love is always gleaming from the very being of Jesus. He loved us so much that he died for each and every one of us. And then a second place that we can go to where we should be able on Christmas Eve to find a love light gleaming is at the house of God. I know at Fairton Christian Center, we always have a Christmas Eve service. Just so happens that this year Christmas Eve is on a Sunday night, and we'll be having our Christmas Eve service. It's always an hour long, goes from 6 to 7. It's filled with music, with a brief devotional. But the love of God is there because the word says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I in their midst. And that's why we have that Christmas Eve service. We gather there in the name of Jesus. And so he'll be there. And wherever he is, there is love and there is light. Because he is love and he is light. And so seek Jesus at this time of year. Give him your heart. Remember, if you know Jesus, you will know freedom.